Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
We're looking at Psalm 103 and verse 13. Let's just remind ourselves once again of what that says. It is such a powerful psalm, this. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. I said we were on the Father's Heart, part six. We're not actually. We're on the Father's Heart, part seven. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. So therefore, part seven, it says this. This is the title I've got for you. I hope you've got a pen and paper and you're going to write this down. It says this: living an obedient life. Living an obedient life. That's the title. Now, the reason I believe that living an obedient life is part of understanding the Father's heart is because, you see, you're doing it not out of an obligation, but out of thankfulness and deep gratitude for all that God has done for you. What is the point in saying that you want a relationship with the living God? What is the point of getting to grips with the Father heart of God and saying to him, you know what, I want to learn more about you, Father, but guess what? I don't want to listen to what you're saying to me. I want to do my own thing and go my own way. What a total and utter waste of time. The only way that we can keep this relationship going with Almighty God is to live an obedient life. We've already looked in this series about some of the things that I think that are important. There are 12 steps. Step one was reading the Bible and meditating on it daily and regularly. Understanding and having a genuine salvation-saving relationship with God by faith in Christ. Being a person who prays on a regular basis. Being a person who is quick to repent. Being a person who is willing to serve others. And now we come to this part. Living an obedient life. Once again, I just want to reiterate that you decide, you make that decision that you're going to live an obedient life. Not out of obligation. You're not doing this out of obligation, but out of thankfulness and deep gratitude for everything that Almighty God has done for you. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. And this person was saying, well, I don't think the Lord's done that much for me at all. I said, really? And this person said, yeah, I can think of two things. Really, that's what I'm grateful for, just two things. I said, okay. So then I proceeded to name 12 things to this person. You see, many times, beloved, we should be grateful for what's going on in our lives. I've got a really close friend who is in a situation at the moment. She's in America and her daughter is dying in hospital with a brain tumor. She can't afford the operation to get this procedure done. It's going to cost $120,000. So when I was talking to her, she was quite bitter. She was quite unhappy, because she felt that God wasn't listening to what she was wanting to happen. And I said to her, can you think of anything that you're grateful for, that you are thankful for what God has done for you? And she named loads. But this one thing is on her heart. She wants to see her daughter well. Of course she does. That goes without saying. Of course she wants to see her daughter well. And I pray in Jesus' name that the Father would do something miraculous in that child's life to bring about a total healing so that that child can live a full and fruitful life in Jesus' mighty name. And we will continue to pray. But beloved, we don't know why God does what he does. Sometimes he heals, sometimes he doesn't. I have two serious conditions in my life. For a start, I have a diabetic condition and I have a lung condition. And therefore, God has not chosen to heal me. It's not up to me to decide when God heals me and when God does not heal me. It is up to me to know that Almighty God is my Father and He knows what is best for me. I always wanted to be a famous actor from a very early age. When I started in my career, I wanted to be a very famous actor. And it nearly happened on two occasions, but it didn't happen. One time I actually got a job in a major motion picture, and we were told right up from the outset that they are talking about Oscars in this particular film. No idea why, but they were. And 3 days from beginning to shoot that film, 3 days from us actually starting to turn film, that means starting the movie itself. 3 days, and suddenly the money was pulled, and there was no movie. And that movie still didn't get made and never did get made. And I was the lead in that film. It didn't happen, beloved. And I have to trust that Almighty God has His hand on my life to such an extent He knows exactly what He's doing with my life. Because I have to be honest with you, if I became a famous actor, I don't know if I would be on fire for God. I have no idea. The only one who knows that is Almighty God. He would know. He knows. And I have to say that my relationship with the Almighty God is much more important than anything else in my life. There is nothing that is more important to me in my life than worshiping and praising God and knowing that He is my daddy. And therefore, if I am making that statement and saying that is what I want in my life, to serve Almighty God in such a wonderful way, then I have to say that I have no choice but to live an obedient life. What would be the point otherwise? God would say to me, "You're saying all these wonderful things, but why aren't you obeying me, son? Why aren't you doing that which I want you to do?" Living an obedient life, beloved, not out of obligation. You mustn't be obliged to live an obedient life. You need to be in a situation where you can make that choice because of thankfulness and deep gratitude for everything that Almighty God has done for you in your life. I just want you to think for a second or two while I play some music. I want you to, in your mind, write a list. Write a list of everything that you should be grateful to God for. Do it now. I believe some of you are still writing that list. That is wonderful. You see, we are so grateful to Almighty God for the wonderful things that He has done for us. You know, I am even grateful for the fact that every morning I wake and I don't remain asleep. Every morning is a new day. And as you get older in life, it takes a little longer to get up, I must admit. But I have to say, I am so grateful to Almighty God that every day I can get up. And you know what? I'm also grateful to Almighty God that I can come to the studio and I can present a program for 3 hours. And during that program, I can worship God in spirit and in truth, 5 days a week. What a privilege. And I believe, beloved, for you, it is a privilege too to be listening, because you can listen to this. You can worship God in spirit and in truth along with me. and you can praise him and worship him for who he is as your Heavenly Father. Living an obedient life. That is part seven, not out of obligation, but out of thankfulness and deep gratitude for all that God has done for you. Beloved, what I want you to do today is to spend the rest of the program, and if you're listening, the repeated program, it's exactly the same. Whatever you are doing, spend the rest of this time that we've got together worshipping him in spirit and in truth and telling him how much you love him and how much you adore him. And there is just one other thing I would love you to do. Would you do this for me? I would love you to tell one other person, apart from you, obviously, I would love you to tell one other person about Worship Radio 247. How they can receive it, how they can listen to it. www.worshipradio247.org. Go there and click on the player and listen to this wonderful worship and get to grips with who God is as a Heavenly Father. Just tell one other person, I would love you to do that. Would you do that? Thank you so very much. Tomorrow we're looking at part eight of the Father's Heart here on Worship Radio 247 Online, and that'll happen during the second hour. But for now, what I want you to do is to worship him in spirit and in truth. Tell him how much you love him and how much you adore him. This is Beth Coulson.